Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Oh, Father, bring
to joy. From your spirit to my spirit, I am lighted by your word. And with your breath of life, that's how I come alive. That's how I change my world. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh is your name, breathe, Lord. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Say, Father, to joy.
Come upon it. Breathe. Asha. Bella Baba. Hallelujah. Just breathe your name upon me. Breathe, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Those on the prayer line, please mute your line. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, your word says, in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We praise you, O God. Father God, we thank you for all you've done and all that you are doing and all that you will continue to do for us, O God, in our lives. Most importantly, we thank you for salvation. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for watching over us as we slept through the night. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the battles you fought for us, ones we know of and the ones we do not know of. We thank you for that we have victory, that no battle is lost. You won those battles more than 2,000 years ago on the cross. Father, we thank you, Lord, that when the enemy came against us like a flood, that you raised up a standard against the enemy. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. How great is our God. You are great, O God. There is no one greater than you. You are loving. You are kind, O God. You are gracious. And so, Father, we bless your name and we adore you, O God. Father, we exalt your name. Lord, we magnify you, Lord. We lift up your name, Jesus. Jesus, your name is above every name. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all our sins, O God, sins of omission and sins of commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out for mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Your mercy is anew every morning, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us, O God. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Father, we pray for mercy. In the name of Jesus, mercy, mercy, mercy. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak all that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. O Father, we thank you for the holy blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. Father God, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood that gives us strength from day to day. Father, we thank you for healing us. We thank you for delivering us, O God. We thank you for saving us, O God. O Father God, we thank you for protecting us, O God. We thank you for making us whole, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We claim all the unlimited benefits and breakthroughs that's in the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We soak this environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children and grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spouses, oh God, in the blood of Jesus, our siblings, nieces, and nephews. All those that are connected to us, O God, in the precious blood, O God, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. O Father God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Lord, this morning we pray for your strength. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness, O God. We pray that you will strengthen us, O God. We pray that you will continuously be gracious unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we thank you for your abundant grace, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your manifold grace, O God. We thank you, O God, for your amazing grace, O God. Father, we bless your name, O God. We adore you. Thank you for your grace and mercy, O God. Where would we be without your grace? We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for grace, O God. In the name of Jesus, your grace and mercy. Lord, we bless your name. In the name of Jesus, this morning we put on the full armor of God. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our Lord is girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on, O God. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children and our grandchildren. We put the armor on our spouses, O God. Each and every one of us, O God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father God, we ask you, O God, to send your holy angels and sisters to do your biddings in our lives. And then in the name of Jesus, let your holy angels and sisters, let your holy angels do your biddings, O God, in our lives, in the name of Jesus. O Father God, we thank you for the fresh oil. We thank you, Lord, for the fresh anointing, O God. In the name of Jesus, fresh oil, fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus, O Father God, we ask you to refresh us, O God. Refresh us in your spirit. Refresh our souls. Refresh our minds. Refresh our bodies. Refresh our spirit man, O God. Refresh us, O God. We pray for refreshing, O God. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life, O God. Father God, we thank you, O God, that your strength is made perfect. When we are weak, you are strong, O God. Father God, we admit that we are weak. We are totally dependent on you, O God. You are our Lord and our Savior. We surrender our lives completely and totally to you. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, have your way, O God. And Father God, we thank you because your grace is sufficient for us. We thank you, Lord. We acknowledge that we need you every second. We cannot make it without you. The breath that we breathe is yours, O God. And so, Father, we thank you for giving us this breath, O God. This breath to do your will, O God. This breath to speak your word in and out of season, O God. This breath to speak blessings, O God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, this breath to speak kingdom language, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you. The breath to communicate with you, Almighty God. And so, Lord, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Father, we thank you that we know who we are in Christ Jesus. We know our identity, Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you for we know who we are. We are sons and daughters of the King of Kings, the one who created the universe. In the name of Jesus, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the rose of Sharon, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. We thank you, Lord, that we are joint heir with Jesus Christ, our senior brother, O God, in the name of Jesus and our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for starting this week with your grace, with your mercy. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, O God. Hallelujah, Ramasandaria Kurumase. Hallelujah, Ramasandaria Kuriamase. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. We bless you. Hallelujah, we praise you. Father God, we thank you for the fresh oil. We bless your name, O God. We adore you, O God. Yekuriamasetaria Kuriamasetaria Kuriamase. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, help us to worship in spirit and in truth. Holy Spirit, lead us, direct us, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah, remasteria kuya mas. Hallelujah, remasteria kore masteria ko. Hallelujah, kore masteria kore masteria kore maste. Hallelujah, remasteria kore masteria kore masteria ko. Oria masanderia kore masteria ko. Hallelujah, hallelujah, remasteria kore. Oria masere kore masteria ko. And so, Father God, as we come to this word this morning, Lord, we pray that it's not, let it not be me, oh God, as I bring this word, oh God. I pray that you will open our ears to hear what thus says the Lord. I pray that our minds will be attentive, oh God. I pray, Lord, that you will give us revelation of what you're speaking to us this morning in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that your word will empower us, O God, that your word will strengthen us, O God, that your word will give us hope, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, O God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we adore you, hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. 2 Kings chapter 4, and I'm reading from verse 1 to 7. Hallelujah. A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets, Elisha, saying, your servant, my husband, is dead. And you know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves. So Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you ask in the house? And she said, your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. Then he said, go, borrow vessels from everywhere, all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you. All those vessels. And set aside the full ones. So she went from him and shut the door behind her. And her sons who brought the vessels to her. She poured it out. Now it came to pass when the vessels were full, she said to her son, bring me another vessel. He said to her, there is not another vessel, so the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, go sell the oil, pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest. Hallelujah. Jesus came, and the Bible says that he came that we may have life and have life abundantly. I want you to look at the word abundantly. I want you to look at exceedingly abundantly. Hallelujah. Every time I read this story, the Lord always reveals something in the story. Although I know many of you have heard it over and over again. But God always is revealing. Hallelujah. And I love when he said a certain woman. First of all, I want you to know that this certain woman, hallelujah, made it in the Bible for what she did. Hallelujah. She knew her husband was dedicated to the Lord. She said her husband feared the Lord. And as we look at this story, we know it must have been something suddenly, a sudden death that took place that her husband had died. But he was a man of integrity. He feared God. When you see feared God, that means he walked in the ways of God. And don't tell me anything wrong, because sometimes we have prophets and men and women of God that not walking in character and integrity. But this man had in character and integrity. And Elijah was over him. Elisha was over him. Hallelujah. And one of the things he did, she went, she did not sit. A lot of times when we have problems in our lives, there are solutions, problems. But what she did, she went to Elijah to tell him about the problem that was going on. She did not go to the village or the people in the villages or the town, wherever she was. She went to Elijah. What is it? Elijah represents, when you look at it, the typology of Elijah represents Almighty God. What I'm saying to you, whatever issue, whatever problem you have, I have, God is predicted to Almighty God. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Yes, things are going on in your life. You don't have to let the whole world. This is something. This is a personal, confidential matter. This is what has happened with her husband. It concerns her husband, people that she loves. It concerns her husband who's dead, and it concerns her two sons. Hallelujah. And many times when we have issues, we go and tell the whole world. But the world will not solve it. All the world, the people will talk and just talk. And then not only that, think about it. How can this man, the people will say in the town, this man worked with God. He was dedicated to God. And look what is getting ready to happen. You know, God's name is on this prophet. The sons of the prophet, God's name is on you. When God's name is on you, he will never bring you to shame. Whether you're dead, that's why I always tell people, dead or alive. God's words and promises are yes and amen. When God bless a man, he blesses his family. He blesses his wife, he blesses his son, because that's how he does it. He just didn't bless Abraham. He said, and you see, hallelujah. So this prophet, the son of the prophet, he referential, he feared God. He had referential fear of God. He is blessed even though he is gone. So the God, there will be no shame and disgrace to come. He is the Lord is the glory and the lifter of our head. So he's not going to allow anything but disgrace, this woman, because his name, Almighty God's name, is on this lady and her son. Hallelujah. Many times you see in our Bible, God said, I'll do it for my name's sake. For my name's sake. This is more than a namesake. This man was dedicated. But this woman knew where to take her problem. My question is, do you know where to take your problem? Do you know how to just take your problem to God in prayer? It might be big and whatever. Take your problem to him in prayer. Tell him about it. Apostle, God sees, God knows, but he wants you to say it. Lord, I need you. Help me in this instance. I'm pushed to the wall. They're about to take my son. Lord, I need you. Praise of God. Let's say, for example, I always tell people, even if you go into a, let's say if it's a morning daytime and you go into the bank, you still have to pray for favor for the those at the bank to give you favor. So either way you do it, if you go in to a, okay, I'm going, you go in to get money for a relative, you still need God's favor. You need God's approval. You need a favor, because only God, I don't care how mean a person is, only God can change that person's heart. Only God will create a situation that that person will be able to release onto you. So you take it to God in prayer. You start with it. Take it to God in prayer. I do not know what's going on in your life. You don't know what's going on in my life. Whether it's big or whether it's small, you take it to God. Pray. And so this lady went to Elijah, who is a representative, is a prophet of God, who carries the word of God. And Elijah asked her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you want me to do? You know, sometimes she said, your maidservant had nothing in her house but a jar of oil. Hallelujah. And then he gave her instructions. That we don't even know that what's in us. We have something in us to resolve our problems. But we don't know. So it takes God to identify you and identify what you have and give you the creative ideas and tell you how you can go about it. It's like, how can you go about it? When I hear a prophetic word, when someone speaks prophetically into my life, I always ask God, how do I get from A to B? How do I do this? How do you want me to do that? And you got to ask God, how do you want me? Sometimes God, he brings divine connection. He connects you to the right people. Many times he connects us, but we're not even aware these are the right people. And we shun them because we expect for them to say this and do that and look a certain way. But God will send help us your way. He will send help us my way. Somebody that might know this and might know that. That's why you got to be careful, because sometimes you turn away the very people that God sent. Be aware. Be sensitive. When you pray to God, do just move. Wait on his answer. Wait on him, and he will answer you. Be sensitive, because the help might be right around you. Do not expect help to come in fancy packages. No, God's ways are not man's ways. There is help for someone. Someone listening this morning, that whatever you've been through or you're going through, you think is impossible, is not impossible. Nothing is impossible with God when you believe. Hallelujah. The Lord wants to bless you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to provide for you. Hallelujah. Are you willing for him to do it? Some of you may have to drop some dead weight to receive the promises of God. Hallelujah. What do you mean by dead weight? There are certain people who should not go to a certain place with you in your destiny. You have to drop, because maybe that very person that you think is close to you is the very person that's hindering you or creating problems behind the scenes. But you see, God sees and God knows. That's why when you pray, you say, Lord, I don't know what is going on, but I just ask for your divine intervention. Open my eyes. And sometimes you ask God to show you things, ask him for grace. because you'll be very surprised. If you don't have grace, you might get angry. You need that grace of God. Because when God shows you that very person that you think is your friend, that it's destroying you, then you will get angry. No, he wants you to have that his grace. There are times that God will not show us it because of our temperament. So we can't get angry. He just wants to reveal some stuff to you. So sometimes we need to get rid of dead weight. Dead weight. Because these people are just, they don't have no solution to your problem. They always want to hear about your problem. They get, and they will even call you to ask you what your problem is every day. They don't want to hear good news. They always, these are just like people in the world like that. So get rid of those dead weight. Lord, what is the dead weight in my life that is hindering me from moving forward? And sometimes the dead weight might be negative words. And maybe that person don't mean no harm, but that's all they know. They only know to do to speak because they have not had that problem. So how can they resolve it? They don't know. They're not all knowing. So they will only tell you what they know at their point of knowledge. But take it to God. Anything you have, my sisters and brothers, anything that's going on in your life, in the life of your children, take it to God in prayer. Hallelujah. Take it to God in prayer. He can do everything and anything. He's God. He's suffering. Hallelujah. And there are times you're not ready for what he's about to release, so he will prepare you to receive. Hallelujah. But you do have something within you. He placed his treasure in your earthen vessel. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for this word. Every time you bring me to this word, you bring something different. Or you gave me a new revelation. Lord, I hear what you're speaking. So take everything to you in prayer. There's nothing greater, no problem greater than you. Father God, regardless of the doctor's report, regardless of what we hear on our jobs, where we hear for our families and friends, there's nothing too hard for you to do. So, Father, we bring every problem, everyone that is here this morning, whatever they're going through, we bring it to you. And Father God, we cancel every work of darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown, that the enemy has prepared for your children. We cancel to the resurrection power that's in the blood of Jesus. And we superimpose God's plans and purpose for our lives. Father God, we even pray for our children. Many of them might be going through changes and things, and they may not say a word to us. Father God, and we ask you to intervene for them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Intervene for our spouses. Intervene, O God. Let your perfect will be done in our lives. Father, bless each and every one under the sound of my voice. Father God, help us to get rid of dead weight that is keeping us from moving forward. And Father God, you get the glory and help us to forgive. Even when you show us the dead weight, give us the grace to forgive, to love as you love, and move forward. Father God, you came to bless us. You came, O God, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Father God, help us to fulfill all our divine purpose. Let your will be done in our lives. We bless you, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. What am I saying to you? Take everything to God in prayer. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and a seek fellowship of his Holy Spirit. Rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, remarkable day, remarkable week, whatever it is. I keep hearing the Lord say it. There's nothing too hard for him to do. Maybe it's some small issue. I keep hearing that tell them to take everything to me in prayer. So whoever it is, God is speaking to you. Or I know he speaks to all of us, but there's somebody that's got something that he's going through. He said, take it to him in prayer. There's nothing possible with him if you believe. He has the solution to your problem, to my problem, to my children's problem, to my husband's problem, to my grandchildren's problem. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen.